Air Force. Inside the new era of Australian air power. Written by Ian McFedrin and read by Richard Aspel. Australian fighter pilot Matt Hall felt suddenly confused. Dark clouds had just appeared around the bubble canopy of the United States Air Force F-15 jet he was flying over Iraq. His first thought was that they were storm clouds. Then the Australian Top Gun realised that the dark puffs appearing at 15,000 feet were exploding anti-aircraft artillery, AAA shells. His jet was under attack from Iraqi ground forces. Operation Shock and Awe had begun, and the Royal Australian Air Force pilot was flying an early bombing mission over the most dangerous piece of real estate on Earth, Baghdad's infamous super missile exclusion zone, the Supermez. "That's a funny-looking cloud," Hall thought. "Why is there a storm cloud above the target area? This really weird-looking black cloud in the middle of nowhere." Then, "That's not fair. They're shooting back. It shouldn't be happening that way." It was the first time he had been shot at with live ammunition. The RAAF squadron leader was flying on exchange with the USAF's, United States Air Force's, 336 Expeditionary Fighter Squadron, known as the Rockets. Hall's mission was deep inside the Supermets, which was supposed to be Saddam's impenetrable shield above Baghdad. Intelligence warnings had predicted that a virtual wall of missiles and anti-aircraft fire would render it impossible to penetrate. Earlier stealth bomber missions and cruise missile attacks had taken out the bulk of Saddam's air defences, but Hall and his weapons specialist, or Wizzo, who sits in the back seat of the tandem fighter, were still expecting attacks from missiles or AAA. However, now that they had been in the target area for about 45 minutes and were on their seventh attack, Hall's personal defences had dropped. He had started to think, "This is a walk in the park." "I felt a false sense of security. It had become surreal. I was dropping bombs in Baghdad, but nothing. I was expecting to get shot at in the first pass and the second pass. I'd had to shoot missiles on that particular flight. I was expecting a big fight," Hall says. But nothing had happened. The aircraft's electronic countermeasures can only detect radar-guided AAA, but the one that nearly got them was guided visually by Iraqi operators on the ground. The Iraqis were desperate to bag an American fighter and its crew. Had that crew included an allied Australian pilot, the propaganda value would have been enormous. Along with every other pilot attacking Iraq, Hall was acutely aware of the consequences of being captured and paraded on TV screens around the globe. He had swept in at a steep angle from 20,000 feet, aiming to release his bombs as close to the 12,000-foot tactical floor, a level known as the hard deck, below which he was forbidden to fly. That was when he saw the ominous black cloud above the target area and realised a split second later that it was Iraqi AAA.